Here at the Muser's Bunker, it's time to open the door and welcome an old friend in, the generic youth minister.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just came by to check on y'all souls and see how they're doing here during the COVIDs.
Well, I think we're doing okay.
Y'all keeping your spirits up?
I think so, yeah.
Man, it took me like forever to find this place. I couldn't really remember where it was, and it's not on the Googles. And I had to get one of those old book of maps, you know. Do y'all remember like Mapsco's? Y'all remember those?
Yeah.
It's like a book, a whole book of maps and everything, and I had to get that thing out, look at all the street names, look at them pages and follow while I was driving my Corolla with a sport stripe on it, and I tried not to get lost, but I got here. You guys taking care of yourselves?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Well, you know, I've got my three rules for self-care during the COVID.
Okay.
Number one, hydrate. You gotta hydrate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. Number two, have a piece of pizza.
Oh, I like that.
It always kind of relaxes you.
Yes.
And just makes you feel all self-caring and stuff.
Several times a day or just once?
Several times a day. Okay. But you got to watch your sodium count because I don't get up there with pizzas. Number three, be aware of your surroundings.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Number four, raise your arms above your head to try to appear bigger.
Okay, I think you're talking about confronting a wild animal.
Try to appear bigger to the Lord. Raise your arms above your head and praise.
Right.
And praise.
Right.
Number four and a half, if the Lord chases you, don't run. Don't run.
Welcome you're him. Conflating... running into a bear
and
with how
number
to
five on my list
praise
of
the Lord
three things to self-care at right after four and a half is number five but don't play dead in front of the Lord. Live life abundant.
Okay.
What do you think about that list, huh?
I don't think you've put a lot of thought into that.
I'm gonna put that on a pamphlet and stuff it in your mailbox.
Hey, have y'all been able to gather at the church lately?
Do what?
Have you been able to gather at the church with the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, of course. We've been able to gather at the church. But we socially distance, and that's real important to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you guys, you know, you got to make sure you social distance. Because this virus, it ain't no joke, man. I mean,
no.
I'm getting real here.
That's right.
It's straight talk.
Okay.
It's straight talk. Straight up. This virus is real, and we're going to take it seriously, and we're going to stamp out that virus just like we stamp out all the other devil plans that come along.
There you go.
The devil has a lot of plans for us, and this coronavirus, that was his plan. We're going to defeat it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to defeat it
by
hydrating and playing not dead for God. And I have a few church announcements.
Okay, go ahead and make them.
Well, number one, you guys still need to make good on your solemn promise to me that you would speak to our youth group and tell them how to do all the sports on the radio.
That was George. George promised.
Well, we can do it online, George, if you're so scared of being in front of people.
We can Zoom.
We
can Zoom.
Zoom, yes, that's what I'm saying. We can do it online since you guys may be wary of the Cooney. Maybe we could get together on the Zoom. So what do you say? Tonight at 7:27 p.m., you can speak to our youths about the sports updates.
Let me check my schedule and see.
Speaking of sports, what do y'all think is going to happen to the NFL?
Isn't it crazy?
Do you think that they're going to put, like, a bubble around Kaepernick? Or I'm not sure all the issues.
Yeah, you have a very loose working knowledge of what's going on.
Despite my spiky hair and ear gauge, I don't keep up with sports like I should. So, but there's a saying in the Bible, when the going gets tough, you just got to get in there and at the end of the day, revisit things offline on a 30,000-foot view.
Where in the Bible does
like
it...
generic
I
business
I think
talk.
It's in Psalms, but I'm not sure. But anyway, on with the announcements.
Yeah.
We're doing something that's real interesting this Saturday night. We're going to socially distance. We're going to watch Hamilton in the parking lot this Saturday.
Boy.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, though, I mean, I watched that Hamilton, and I, like, didn't get it.
Kind of with you
I mean, how do they know that those were the raps that Jefferson and Madison did?
Well,
I mean,
that was
we
just
don't have any pictures of them rapping those specific songs, do we?
No.
No, I kind of have a problem with that.
They just took the historical facts and then wrapped to them.
And then we need to up our tithing, people. Remember, 10% is what's recommended. And so far, our church members are only given like just a hair over 0.3%.
Well, it's tough times in a pandemic.
Come on, people. Let's fill up those offering plates, or better yet, set up automatic transfers. That way you won't be tempted to spend the money on yourself for unholy purposes. And our Silver Singers Choir has disbanded due to the last one dying. So,
Yeah,
we were down to one. So no more senior choir concerts, which, let's be honest, we've basically been solo shows for the past 2 years since Miss Ruffin's been the only member. But she passed.
I hope that wasn't Corona.
It wasn't Corona. Mm-hmm. It was something else. I'm not sure. It was like, I want to say like emphysema or something.
Okay, yeah.
Like that. And the Fellowship Hall is still closed, not due to COVID, but due to the Legionnaires' disease outbreak that
Good
was
Lord.
Caused by a clogged AC drain, took out a few of our members.
Oh, God.
But that's okay. We rang up on the phone and got one of the AC repair people out there, so we're Legionnaires free right now. But, of course, the damage done by the leaky pipes, that's quite a bit of water damage. And our life groups are continuing to meet like on Zoom, or maybe
the way I said it.
Or maybe
an app.
Is it an app, or is it you just say app? I think they meet on app.
There may be a specific app.
I don't know. I'm not real technical like that. But a reminder: when you have these Zooms, you need to close them meeting rooms or do like invite only or something, because we keep getting Zoom bombed back into the dark ages. Oh, my God, George, it's so bad.
That's terrible. Last week
during our youth singles group, somebody popped into that Zoom meeting and treated it like a truck stop hookup. It was unbelievable. They was naked, and they was tugging on something that God intended for either urine or marriage.
Okay,
I don't want to get specific as to what that was.
Oh, dear.
That gives you the idea. But anyway, you guys, 727 tonight. Don't forget.
727.
We're having George's sports update Zoom meeting for all the youth. Bye,
all right,
guys.
See ya. There he goes, the generic youth minister.